Something that gets to an ending. Yay! The Neil Patrick is tap dancing to it.
Doogie Howser, MD. Right on my computer about my day.
I'm Doogie Howser. I won't understand this a week from now. Dude, drove me crazy. He would write, like, the sentence that would be like, so deep. So deep.
Yeah.
It would, like, encompass the entire 30 minutes into, like, 8 words. He was, like, he was Twitter before Twitter existed. They should call it Housering instead of I'm going to call it Housering.
Whoa.
I mean, like, first of all, I'm pissed off about the tweet versus twit thing. Like, I want to call them twits. Why can't I call them twits? Everyone's like, they're tweets, Colleen.
It's the inside joke. You're the twits. Dude, you're the users of Twitter.
I want to be twits. Like, I want to be like Roald Dahl's characters that hated them, hated each other. It was a really sweet story. Do you remember that book? It was an old couple. Their last name was Twit, and they were the Twits. And every chapter was a short story, and it was a way basically they tormented each other. So one of the stories was about
Sounds sweet.
The wife was cutting the legs off the husband's chair, so every day he thought he was shrinking. And then there was another story where they, like, put all this glue on a tree because they wanted to catch birds to eat, but instead they caught all these little boys that were climbing the tree. And it was a thing about, like, them trying to get these kids stuck in their tree, but they, like, hated children. So they're like, I gotta get these kids out of our tree. And the illustration was beautiful.
Nice. It was
like, you know, Quentin Blake drawing, like, small children glued to trees.
That's great.
So why can't I call them twits? That's what I say.
I guess you could.
Housering. Going back to Housering.
Go for Housering.
Housering.
Hey, was that the show where he had that friend who was that dude who would climb through his window?
Yeah, it was kind of exactly like Clarissa Explains It All, but minus the guitar.
Okay.
Do you remember her friend?
I never watched the show. I was too old.
What?
I was too old.
Aww.
Houser I watched.
Houser I watched.
The Houser I liked. Let me tell you.
The Houser I liked. And Carson. Carson, none of this Conan, the Barbarian.
Leno's no Carson.
Leno's no Leno. He's meeps.
He's a stupid human on the street trick.
Oh.
Always with the chin.
You think he'd get old? I mean, you think he would get old? He does actually get older.
He went salt and pepper and froze in time. It's a good move to go salt and pepper.
It is.
It's not bad.
But maybe Spinderella did not get stuck in the time machine. She's like, I'm moving on.
Spinderella.
I am a large salt and pepper fan. I was very disappointed in that karaoke bar that we went to that did not have any salt and pepper.
Yeah, that was a... What a drag. I'm sorry.
It's true. Though they did have... Was it Bon Jovi that had 4 columns worth of songs?
Oh, man.
They made up Bon Jovi songs for that list. And I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. And it's not, it was a karaoke. Karaoke is different here. Because here they'll have a business. It's called Karaoke Box, which is, you know, you pay your money and you go in a room and that's where you sing your karaoke.
Yeah, and that's the way it is in New York.
Yeah, it's not like you go to a bar. See, in my experience, most places are like, you go to a bar, there's a host and a DJ thing, or a KJ, you know.
It's
the karaoke junkie, man. Because he rides that karaoke all night long. So the KJ has, you know, you have a book, but the way they usually do it is like...
Wait, you're seriously using the term KJ?
Wow. I'm half serious. I'm serious, as I can be about karaoke. As
Which is pretty
ridiculous
serious.
As it is.
Pretty serious.
Some people take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Just have fun. But yeah, some people, you know, you go out, if you own your own business, you go, you buy a bunch of discs, and sometimes you end up with 5 copies of Wanted Dead or Alive, and that's how the Bon Jovi column expands in the book. I mean, I say, use your brain and figure out which version is the best sounding one. Take out the others.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, oh, I'm going to pick this one, and then you go up into some crappy MIDI one.
Yeah.
Meow, It sounds like crap.
As opposed to the amazingness of the normal Bon Jovi song.
I want as close to normal. That's what...
Though I have to say, there were no repeats of song titles in that Bon Jovi list in the Japanese one.
No. See, the Japanese box is like...
it was hardcore.
You buy a karaoke package, I believe. Yeah. It's just like... Here's all these
shitload of songs. Here's a book you may kill a man with.
Yeah, the book was thick.
The book is big.
And like there was a Western section, and the rest was like all Asian, Korean, Chinese, Japanese. And mm-hmm. It was like, whoa, so much music. Yeah. It's serious here. It's a serious deal.
It is.
Good times.
Very good times. Though I still haven't done a proper karaoke suicide of choosing a random song from the entire book. I still
really
stick with the Western. So at least then I'll be like, I can read the words on the screen without sounding offensive.
I know. Karaoke suicide. I'm sure other people have done it, but I remember that my friends and I we made this up a long time ago. When I, surprising to myself, found that I was doing karaoke every week. This is after shunning it for like a year. I made fun of my friends for going like for a long time, and then finally I had nothing to do. I'm like, I'll check it out. Next thing you know, I'm going like every week for another year.
Yeah.
And I was hooked. But yeah, we made it up as like everybody just kept doing the same song, same song, same songs. And you know, we had some new people that wanted to come, and they knew we were there every week. So we made up. We called it "Fuck Your Neighbor," because the deal was. I pick a song for you, you know. You pick a song for the person on your left mm-hmm. or your right or whatever, and then you just go around and just pick total random. And no matter what it was, you cannot refuse.
Yeah.
So you get some really...
And this is in a bar in front of a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah. Friends and strangers. And it was awesome. Yeah, the pressure's on because mm-hmm. some people don't want to get embarrassed in front of their friends. Other people don't want to get embarrassed in front of strangers. And then if you get a song you don't know, like, how do you handle it? And the deal is just, you just go with it. Maybe it's spoken word, maybe it's rap. Mm-hmm. Maybe you sing horribly for 3 minutes, and you just go. And you get some really cool results. So, I think it's great. It's a good time.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, karaoke suicide.
I do.
Now the world will know.
Yes, we have unleashed.
www.vorradio.com.
What? That's my...
Random plug.
What? I'm just going to take that clip and add it every time there's like a pause between us speaking.
Yeah, do that.
The entire show is going to be like, www.vorradio.com. Oh, and then I thought, wait.
www.vorradio.com. Yeah. When they're not going to 9mmstudio.com, of course.
Exactly. Because you actually have your own website of drawings. We met at a comic show.
We did. Because I make the comics.
You make the comics, and I write the comics.
You make comics. You write the comics now.
I do.
And read them.
I read a lot.
Yeah.
And I design the comics.
I design the comics.
Design them.
Wake up every morning, time to design the comics.
Time to design the donuts. Wait. Oh, damn it.
Going back to bed.
I'm thinking circular. I'm done. That'd be the awesome side job of Dunkin' Donuts. The guy that designs the donuts, the guy that makes the donuts, the guy mm-hmm. that eats the donuts.
Sprinkle
Time
engineer.
To eat the donuts.
Yeah.
My
job. That'd be a nice spin-off.
My job.
Yep.
Yeah. It could be a whole sitcom, I think. And I'm imagining they all look exactly like the original donuts guy.
That would be great if
like
you could cast
wife,
it.
You know?
Yeah. And then, of course, the season finale is when Sam Breakstone comes through the door, who is played by the same actor.
Whoa.
Yes, the Dunkin' Donut man and Sam Breakstone the same.
I don't know Sam Breakstone.
One man, two commercials. Breakstone sour cream?
No, I don't know what that is.
Ah.
Is it a Chicago thing?
No, it wasn't. I thought it was... I mean, I only lived in Chicago growing up, so I don't know.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Phone lines are open, people. Settle the score.
Okay, ready, go. I think I hear something.
Oh.
From my crazy blinked out phone. I'm turning Japanese. Yeah. I really think so. It's crazy. I glued things to my phone while I was here. I put a charm on it. My phone doesn't even work here.
It doesn't matter. It looks fabulous.
It looks awesome.
Fabulous.
It does. Fabulous.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We're wandering around this cool store called Tokyo Hands.
Tokyo Hands. It does not sell prosthetics. I was extremely disappointed. I was like, damn straight, I'm gonna get my robot legs finally. That's the sound of me running.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I made you laugh so hard you sneezed.
The laughs came out my nose.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. No, nah, yeah,
no
yeah,
prosthetics.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I can get a Beyonce single ladies like robot
right.
hand.
But,
with a gigantic fake rock on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
totally.
I could cut open windows. So
right.
Isn't that the only reason anybody would want to get a diamond?
You just did your demonstrations on how diamonds can cut through glass.
Like in Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I grew up with so many shows that did that.
I know. Like, seriously, if I ever wind up getting engaged, the first thing I'm going to do is not be like all lovey-dovey, like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm engaged. I'm going to grab that ring and run to the nearest window.
That's right.
Just be like, oh shit.
Right.
That's how I'll answer. Actually, I'll carve a Y for yes, or I'll carve an N for no in the window.
No matter where you're at.
Exactly.
Must be done.
Hopefully it's an airplane, because that would just lead to like an action movie right after
That's great.
Bust open the...
See, that's one step above what I was thinking was like maybe it's at an aquarium.
Oh, shit.
With the beluga whales in there.
Ooh.
Sploosh.
You just have to be happy there's not an answer that could possibly be O. Because then it'd be like, shark. And like a shark's going to have trouble getting through a Y shape.
Not if all the glass breaks.
True. Very true. I don't know
great.
Where we started. Oh, Tokyo Hands. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we just went around this. This store is really strange, and this is very typical of Japan. You think you're getting one thing, you're getting something else. Mm-hmm. And I was told that I could get like a new sketchbook at Tokyo Hands and some other art supplies. So I thought Tokyo Hands, Creative Life Store, is kind of going to be like Michael's or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of googly eyes.
Yeah, googly eyes, foamy,
oh, yeah.
Pom-poms.
Lanyard.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Fake flowers, glitter.
Oh, God. Glitter glue.
Glitter glue. I know. Glitter glue sticks. Glitter glue paper.
It's like glitter, only it doesn't get in your stuff.
Yes.
I'm going to cut that out and your weird burp.
Because I can't remember what this thing was called. There was a... Because I used to work at Michael's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was trying to fight my... I was trying to fix my... Or help my credit card thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I took another job doing retail for... God, I don't even know how long. 9 months? Maybe more?
Yeah.
That was tough. That's how I learned a lot about time management.
Yeah.
And about Michael's.
And about glitter.
Yeah, they had this thing with a scrapbooking tool where you can put paper in the machine. It would like do custom
cuts.
The die cut of,
machine?
Basically like a die cut machine, but God, I can't remember its name.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I blew the gag, whatever it was.
Hmm.
Back in the show. So Tokyo Hands claims to be this creative life store, and I'm expecting art supplies out the yin-yang. And it's really just kind of like... I don't know, it's kind of like the cooler parts of Target, where it's like,
yeah. Oh,
it's a ladle. Oh, but it's not a ladle.
It's got a face.
It's a little rabbit with a big belly. Yeah.
Oh.
But they do have a section with like some novelty stuff.
Yeah.
And among that was like, Colleen saw this section of all these ways to trick out your phone.
It was crazy. It was like a freaking like mile, well, like 20 feet long.
Miles.
It was miles long.
Leagues.
It was an isle to die
an
in.
An island.
I wanted to live there. I did for 2 weeks. Nobody found me.
So I left.
I went to go to the food section.
But they were all plastic foods.
It was awesome. But they look like bunnies. It's sushi, but it's a bunny. And it's plastic. My brain has exploded. Yeah, it was just like these little ridiculous glitter things. It was like dragons that were shiny and
yeah, but
you know,
like,
lots of really cool little things, and when they went on your phone,
yeah.
It actually looked really nice.
Yeah. It was all like they were decals, but they're like embossed, like
yeah.
So they're like embossed, raised metallic decals in a lot of cases.
Bro, you book people. It was like a freaking Newbery, but it was cut out to show the faces more.
Right. Give my own self an award.
Yeah, it was like a National Book Award.
The award, the Oscar for coolest phone goes to...
It's like a Seibert. So, now Ed has a dragon. Wow. Oh my, I almost just said you have a dragon in your pocket. My mom will not let, well, yeah.
I'm happy to see hello. You.
Wow. Hi. Wow. Your dragon is British, I see.
It's dragon on the ground.
So Ed has a, oh sorry.
Yes.
So Ed has a fancy dragon phone now.
Yes.
Half of the dragon on the front. Half the dragon on the back?
Yes.
Classy?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enter the dragon. And you found these amazing koi.
Yeah.
It's koi fish.
So we really went, like, not only did we put ridiculous crap all over our phones, but we went very traditional Japanese, but that's all they really had.
It's pretty funny.
They had that, and then they had the zipper, which I thought was pretty great. So it was like, oh, I got to open my phone. Do I use this fake zipper? Oh, wait, it's a gag.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, like some tricky, they had some trendier stuff. They had, like, blood splats and zippers and barbed wire and, like, a lot of tribal tattoo-looking kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, if your phone got drunk and put the stickers on itself, it would probably choose one of those.
Yeah. If they had a giant anchor, I would probably go for that.
Mine's his mom.
Mom.
With a heart.
Run a heart.
I love my mom. Yeah, so slowly but surely, over the course of 10 days, I started to turn Japanese. I'm pretty sure by the time you get back, you know, to the good old US of A, you're going to be wearing a kimono.
I think so.
Yeah. Those little shoes you can't walk in.
I'll have the little shoes and my kimono, and I will have, as my friends told me on my own show, black hair and a smaller penis.
Oh.
A reek of fish.
Kind of like...
Not in a good way.
Ooh. Oh.
It'll be real fish. Yeah.
So if we were to have a band on, what kind of band would you want? Or would you want to actually even choose a band yourself? Because part of the... I'm cutting all this out. This is not...
That's fine.
This is my serious face.
Oh,
this
yeah, I face. Can tell.
We were talking about this show. I'm going to wrap my legs
as
around
as you straddle me. That's great.
Hi.
I know that won't be in the show.
Hi. I'm just saying yes over and over again. Hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was I going to say?
Music.
Oh. Would there be any bands that you think would be easy to get permission from that you'd want to show? Because what I did with, like, a couple people, the first two people, I recorded, Liam is going to have bands on his, but it's going to be, like, his friends' bands. Mm-hmm. And then Scott actually does music, so it's his own music. But I was thinking part of the interview, which is, like, kind of like you were saying, like, it's interesting to find out what music people like. So it's about getting to know the guest by them choosing the band that's the feature of the show. But then it makes it a lot harder for me.
Okay.
So, I don't know what I should do.
The only bands I would recommend would be, like, you know, be like smaller bands. I wouldn't have you go after anybody.
Yeah, which was Liam's problem. I was like, how about somebody that's not the most popular band in Scotland right now?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it'd be cool, but that's what I would do. I mean, I could email a bunch of people. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I can't really decide, like, what I should do with it.
Yeah. I could,
Like, I like having the music, but is it too similar to the first show if I have it be guests, then music, talk, music, and then...
But, I mean, what else would you do?
Either no music at all.
I personally, I mean, I'm not trying to influence your show, but I mean,
okay.
I mean, I got it from, basically I stole it from NPR. Because it was just, when I would listen to, and it's just from experience, when I would listen to other podcasts, and it was just talk all the way through for an hour, 2 hours, etc. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it was way too much. And sometimes, I mean, we get to the point where it's just like, well, these guys have been talking for 20 minutes. I have no idea what they said. Now I gotta go back. So that's what we started doing. Like, we want to talk, we figure about this much 20, 20, 20. That's our goal. It usually fluctuates, but that's our goal. So that way, it's just kind of a break for people. So even if they're like in their car, they got to go to work. You know, this is my dream. They got to go to work. Oh, okay, we made it to the music break. 20 minutes. Cool. Now I just can go in and pick it up later, and it's cool. So, and yeah, it's a nice break from just chatta, chatta, chatta. No matter how intriguing the conversation is, as it is going to be riveting. So, it's going to be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually I would do introductions to the bands.
Okay. Oh, so you want me to do a thing now?
Yeah, but you could also, like, you could record them yourself. Like, we could just
Yeah,
do
I could send them to you
we could be
later.
like, okay, well, the first band is gonna be the first band. Why don't we do the first song? Maybe
Yeah,
I'll just
yeah.
record that, and then you could say, oh, this song is this, and I found this band from this.
Okay.
But I mean, of course, that's when you decide on the band.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, that's good. Then we can just drop it in later.
Yeah. I mean, it's just tricky for me with some people that don't like music.
What do you mean, don't like music? Who would associate with these people?
I don't know.
Who complains about music?
I don't know. Well, some not so much they don't like music, but they
Listeners?
like bands that are too popular. And I have to get their permission before we record the show so we can
Oh.
record the intros to the
Well,
songs.
believe me, I'm not going to be like shooting
Oh, I know
for
you won't. I know you won't.
Coldplay or Nickelback or someone like that or
Nickelback, I
anything
hear
like
they're
that.
big in Japan.
Yeah.
You're big in Japan.
I've been big in Japan.
You're big in
I've been big
Oh,
in
we're
your
still
pants.
recording. You haven't. You've
What?
been big under my pants.
Under my pants,
Under your
this
bed.
girl.
I would make out with you, but the
Erase.
microphone.
Erase that sound and edit that.
okay. I think we have more than enough. So we should
Is that
record.
it?
No, we'll record an ending.
Oh, okay. I'm like.
We just stop.
Okay. Yeah, you got a lot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have a bunch. Okay.
Yes, and then when I add music to it, so I'm gonna record an intro right now to the music. But you could say something, but don't say the name of the band, obviously, because we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's about time for the first song. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So who did you choose for me today? That does not work, because then you would have to say it. So, every show I have our guests choose their favorite bands so that we get to know the insides of their brains even more.
Yes.
Yes.
Get to know me.
Get to know you.
Come inside my brain.
And live there, like you would live in an aisle where
Make
they
yourself
sell
at
stickers for phones.
home. I'll put cornrows in your hair for
Oh.
$20.
Oh, in your brain?
My brain's like Jamaica.
Come to Jamaica.
Come to its brain.
Come
Pig
to its
roast at
brain.
5 o'clock.
Ooh, that's nice. Is there
You
is
haven't
a
tried it.
No, never mind.
The trick of pig roast is you bury it under the ground to fire it, but underground really means in my brain. It's kind of gross.
Oh. The neurons fire it. Pew pew pew. Roasting the pig.
Have another drink.
Roasting the
Shut
pig. I'll have another drink. All right, our
up.
first song.
See, that's a good transition.
Now intro for the second song.
Okay.
My beers is much more fuller's than yours is.
Oh.
I've been having the microphone issues.
I know.
It's in my face. It's all up in my grill.
Some like grill
It's
spaces.
literally in my grill spaces. You know what? The move you just did made me think you want to dance. It did.
Well,
Did you guys hear that? Yeah.
did you hear that? The clickety
Which,
click of
oh my
my
gosh.
bones.
Oh,
Yeah.
now I'm wishing we had bought the CD, because I kind of would want to play the parrots.
Oh.
And I feel like they would never find
I know.
it.
Well.
But you can't play the Beatles anyway.
Yeah, we would. Well, we can talk about the parrots after this, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a good thing. You guys stay tuned. Okay. We will tell you this, but we won't tell you who
That's
the cover
called a
band.
teaser, babe.
I'm gonna cut out the part that said the name of the band, but so we won't tell you exactly who they were imitating, but the name is the Parrots, and they were 4 plus a half guy. It's true. And they were imitating someone that is a usually English speaker. So yeah, so between now and the end of this song, you should decide in your brain who you think we went to see perform. Okay.
That's so strange.
I know. I may or may not sound like anything.
I'm like,
what?
I'm pretty sure you can at least say the name The Beatles. You just can't play their music.
Oh, no, no. I was just making it so that, like, it sounds like the Monty Python.
Oh, okay. So that's part of the enticement.
Yeah, it's British, and then there's 4 and a half, which is pretty Python. Because there were 4 and then the animator, right?
God, or damn, you're so intellectual.
That's the sound I was making out.
Oh, I can't wait till you play this back later and listen to that.
Oh, I know. I'm going to love it. Gonna love it. I am Justin Timberlake and jingling it. We were talking
today
about...
It's
Timberlake and good. We were talking today about how he wrote the I'm Loving It jingle, right? You were telling me
that. Yeah, word on the street is JT wrote the... Ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. I'm like, wow.
There was a booty part right after that. I'm loving your butt. Like, but they decided to go with it instead.
Oh, I thought Tracy Morgan wrote that one.
No. Tracy Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved his, was it Astronaut Jones? On Saturday Night Live? Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I do like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ain't that a shame.
That would be like if he cloned himself on a weekend.
Oh, shit.
On the weekend. So, yeah, before we go, why don't you tell everybody, don't you love the way I transition? It's just suddenly the end of the show.
I'm like, well, that's that.
Oh, wait, I forgot to do the Parrots part.
Yeah.
I'm usually a little more together. Not much. I'm not usually this attracted to my guests, so it's a little more difficult.
That's fine. It's a good thing I left my clothes on.
Yes. On the bed. So I was trying to make a hint before that we went to see a Monty Python cover band, essentially. Which
yes.
would be
Monty Python cover band. Now that I would like to see.
I thought it'd be really funny to see a group of people that are not native English speakers imitating the Python sketches, like the Parrots. That sounds like it should be a group of, like, impersonators.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
I guess cover band is not the term I was going
right.
for. Right, but it actually...
Oh, Daddy's sleeping! Totally. That totally works.
But it was actually a Beatles tribute band.
Yes.
We went to see. And unfortunately, we have no pictures because pictures were banned.
Unfortunately,
banned.
Some of the coolest places in Japan
photos
banned the
banned.
Photos. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad.
Yeah. But this was at the Abbey Road bar in Roppongi.
Roppongi.
And there's another one. We wanted to go to the Cavern Club, but somehow they weren't, like, listed. And I didn't have the map, so
it's
that's
okay.
My bad. My apologies to your feet, Colleen.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I was trying to be a girl, everybody. I was wearing heels, and I was
trying
like,
to
oh!
Be a girl.
Oh! I was, like, yelling. It was really, really attractive, I'm sure.
Yelling.
Nice. Yeah. I was just screaming anytime anyone looked at me. I'm being a girl! Don't make fun of the way I'm walking!
If you think I'm sexy and you really want me, Oh,
that was pretty much, yeah.
The cops were giving me looks.
Yeah. I tried to sing, I touched myself, but instead it kept coming out as, I want to massage my feet. It wasn't quite the
I
same.
I want to hobble myself.
I want a
for a wheelchair.
Misery. I want a Kathy Bates my feet off.
Bates my feet.
That'd be feeling so much better than what they feel like now.
Oh,
just Bates them. Just Bates them right off. But yeah, we couldn't find the Cavern
anyway.
Club, so we wound up at Abbey Road, and it was great. I mean, they were
yeah.
And we're not even like seriously, they were fantastic musicians.
The sound was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the voices.
The voices were great.
I was expecting it to be, you know, I'm a rules, and they could receive me. I was expecting like English and, you know, not much of a show. Maybe a lot of bad wigs.
Yeah.
But none of that. I mean,
it was hardcore, talented guitar playing.
Oh, the music was so tight.
The guy that was playing John Lennon was about 20 years older than everybody else. And at first I was like, haha, Lennon's so old. He looks bad. And,
but when he sang,
he was great.
Yes.
Yeah, he also had the best attitude face.
He had a lot of attitude. He was very John Lennon.
It was great. Though, the reason I said 4.5 was for some reason there was an extra Beatle on stage that was kind of in the shadows, not wearing the Beatles costume, instead wearing, was it like a sweater vest?
He was wearing looked something like Paul red. Schaefer.
Yeah.
Everybody had the same, like, suit.
They looked classy. They looked Beatles-y.
Very classy.
Yeah, but they had the shaggy hair.
Yeah, but he had the same gray pinstripe suit, but he had like a bright red shiny
vest
thing. Yeah, going on here.
It was like, no offense, Mom, but it would be kind of like a teacher, like, you know, a teacher sweater where there's like things that you can clip on and take off.
Yeah,
like my mother has a sweater with snowmen. You could put clothes on them. You could put little tacks, and then you could take the clothes and rearrange them and. I kind of imagine if we got closer, it would have been that, only with, like, some kind of Beatles theme. Like, maybe it was, like, their haircuts over the years. You could snap on the hair and take it off. And
I'm still reeling from that this kind of accessorizing fashion exists.
Oh, I know.
Like those geese you could get way back when, and probably still today, where you buy a stone goose and you dress it up in, like, weather-appropriate clothing.
My mom has two on the porch and a pig. You're going to love... Mom, you're going to love it!
I can't wait to meet you because I love them. I love a stone goose.
I love... Actually, hers is plastic, but it still has different things. My favorite is when it dresses as a bee.
What?
It's a goose dressed as a bee for spring.
Wow.
Kind of adorable. And then the flower dresses... Or the pig dresses as a flower next to it.
A pig. So they're friends?
Obviously. I think they might be in love.
Goose and pig get together and kiss. Next thing you know, you have gooselets and plugs.
Gooselets and plugs?
They have little babies.
Oh, little baby plugs.
Half-breeds. Nobody understands them. But
I actually like calling them family. Gigs. I got a gig. No, I don't play music. I just have a goose and a pig. I got them together. I got a gig.
And when they
tonight.
get together, you know what I'm saying? Hey! Ooh!
Oh, I'm glad we can't show hand motions on this radio show.
No. Oh.
You know what? On that happy note.
Yeah.
I think it might be time to turn off this thing.
Oh my
I'm actually
God, I
leaving
feel like we
Japan
just got it started.
Very soon.
Yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow, actually. We're going to have a lovely day of, seeing the Harajuku girls. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that because I've heard from you, among other sources, that there's, you know, the girls are still there. Very, very cool, stylish, like crazy fashions.
Yeah.
Generally, girls that get beat up in school, kind of, this is like their weekend outlet, according to the tour book I bought.
That's funny.
But yeah, there's like, you know, for every one girl, there's like 12 people photographing them.
Yeah, it is. It's a freak show, frankly. Okay, and because I'm in the comics world. I'm in comic conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The people who dress like to like simulated Harajuku girls and kind of the crazy Japanese fashions.
Whoa.
And the gothic Lolitas. I mean, it's pretty played out, even in the States. So when I came here, I wasn't impressed. But on the other hand, it was a lot cooler out, so maybe tomorrow it's going to be a nice day, and we'll see a lot of really amazing things. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm hoping.
We'll see. We shall see. And if not, I'll get on a plane and leave this country.
Yeah. Just shake the dust off and never come back. I don't blame
you. Never. Until I might come back again.
Unless, you just buy another ticket, really.
Okay.
It's kind of simple.
Yeah.
The internet makes it. It's a breeze.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we leave, actually, you should tell people.
www.vorradio.com.
Well, I was going to say that. But actually, as much as I love your podcast,
I'm sorry.
There's also stuff you do. I mean, we already said 9mm studio.com.
Oh, yeah.
9. I should say that again because I just mushmouth the hell out of that.
NumberMeetingNerd.com. Yeah, well.
You should type that in your browser.
NumberMeetingNerd.com. Yeah.
9, the number 9, not the word 9, and not the, like, 9!
Whoa, nine. Was that your Hitler voice? Amazing!
It was my Hitler on helium at a party voice. Hitler's getting crazy.
He was known
crazy.
For that.
Yeah, he was, like, you know, making balloon animals, wearing somebody's bra on his head.
Too much beard.
Dyeing people's hair blonde when they fall asleep.
Drawing his own mustache on people.
Yes.
As they pass out. Oh, it's a room full of me's.
Exactly. Oh, those Hitler pranks. I really wish they'd make that a show. Like, it would just be like Hitler pranks, and it would just
you got Hitler'd.
It'd be Hitler, yeah, exactly. Hitler doing wacky pranks on people.
Oh, he was a funny guy.
Follow me into this room, all you people. Oh, wait, maybe.
Let's have a shower party.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah. And
so what were you saying?
I think we lost about everybody, so nobody's going to hear this.
You said something about other things I did.
I said I want to give your web address for your comics and drawings and illustrations
and
website design.
Thank you.
All those things and above all. And I wanted to know, like, you should tell people what is your most recent comic project?
Well, let's see. I'm currently working I'm currently working on a story that is it's very close to my heart, which means it was probably gonna be lost to the masses. However, that will not deter me because I think it is it's really fun. It is called Chrome and Dust, and it is a let's see. It's about three people, a couple who are romantically involved.
Romantically.
And this dude who is a friend to one, maybe he's attracted to the other. Maybe there's a triangle. We'll see.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, it kind of goes back and forth through time with these people making their way through a decaying world. Not to get too heavy, it's not like. It's by no means near the road, Cormac McCarthy's devastating tale. Really, it's just about, I wanted to have this story start in the 80s, I wanted to take the 80s apart, and I wanted civilization to go to hell and play around in like a post-apocalyptic fun land.
Yay!
Yeah.
And Hitler's not a character, though, right?
What?
Hitler's not a character in it?
He may be.
Oh, time-traveling Hitlers?
Maybe.
That's the
best part.
Comic gold.
The comic gold is coming, because really, once things fall apart, then I'm free to do whatever I want.
That's true.
I'm really
nobody wears pants in the future. No
there
one.
Might be no pants.
I hate drawing pants.
I can totally have...
I'm really good at knees.
That's really what it's about. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses?
Everybody wears mittens. Everyone wears mittens.
Mittens. There's a lot of rocks and smoke on the ground.
Oh, nice, nice.
And if it isn't at night, it takes place in snow.
Everyone has massive lips. I'm great at lips. In the future.
Twiggy bodies.
Mittens.
Brilliant heads
giant
and mittens.
Lips.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
I did a 24-hour comic, and that's the first decision I made.
What?
Because you had to go in with no preconceived notions. You couldn't have any plan.
Was it mittens?
No, not mittens. Not mittens.
Say.
I wish I did think of that.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
I know.
But I decided that it was going to take place mostly at night and in winter.
Oh.
So I'm like, good, man. That'll save me a lot of
black
time.
Black panel, dialogue bubble, dialogue bubble. Black
Bingo.
Panel, dialogue bubble.
Bingo.
Some eyes.
Yeah.
Floating
That's
eyes.
That's it.
That's pretty great.
Oh, yeah, I felt like a genius. Yeah. So that's up there. I've got webcomics that are available on the site. I've got webcomics to buy. I've got not webcomics to buy. Webcomics are free.
But you have to buy the internet. Be a provider. They give me money, but I'll feel good knowing you paid for it.
Hey, well, it's just bless your heart.
Yeah, don't steal wireless. It upsets me.
It breaks my heart. Makes Jesus cry. So yeah, I've got webcomics up there. What?
Random Play, right?
I'm getting there. Yes, you're brilliant. Sorry. Ding, 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 ding.
I win,
you're
I win, a big I win. Winner. What do I win? Hey.
Well, you already won. I'm on your show.
Oh.
I played hard to get just so I could get the plug.
Oh, that's
I know.
Good.
Well.
It's like you're cheating on your show. Do Mike Ooh. And Joan know you're on
No. Here? I'm sure they're fine. They're fine with it. We have an open podcast relationship.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
let's
yeah.
talk about Star Wars and get them jealous.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, Random Play is an autobiographical strip that I was doing. I was doing pretty consistently for a while, mm-hmm. but life turned into difficult and... So I had to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But it is random, so I post them as I feel in between regular comics. And when I'm not doing my day job, which really gets in the way of... See, I see my day job as my hobby,
mm-hmm.
and I see comics as the career.
Ooh.
That sounds heavy, man.
That's Doogie Howser-esque. Dude, yeah. That was deep and short. That was awesome.
Deep and short.
Like a Doogie Howser statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like the way Doogie Howser might have sex.
Well, we know that's not getting in the show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
If Annie was editing it, she would just amplify my voice right there. She would always do stuff like that to bother me. I was like, oh, come on. She'd be like, it was funny. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even that funny, so luckily.
Well, that's okay.
That's
so,
okay.
Yeah. You can get to all whatever I'm up to. Since I'm in Japan, I'm actually producing a lot of videos from
Sweet.
Here, so you can use my site to get to my blog. And I've got art, videos,
yes,
and stories.
I will be featured on some of these videos as
You're
well.
You're gonna be all over that joint.
So if you are an AFophile, then
AFophile is what we call.
Yeah, I don't
Why
know.
Why do they just call themselves F-files?
F-files. Like X-Files?
Yeah.
Or the AF-Files?
Maybe.
AF.
But since it's the same sound.
Mm.
It's the same sound. It's like F and PH
it's
are the same sound.
It's the same sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's F-Files. Or A-Files.
Hmm. Brain exploded again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You gonna do
it's
the rest
gross.
Of the show British?
Yeah, we can close out on British.
Okay. Okay. Right. I can't do it for very long.
We'll try.
Okay, you can do it.
All right, I'll stay like this.
Okay.
And then keep going.
Okay, I won't go to a more Manchester. For some reason, Manchester is a smoker.
I smoke Manchesters.
I do.
I think you're a hot Manchester.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Chester. All right, you know what? I think as much as I am enjoying this, I'm still going to hang out with you. I am.
Oh!
But we can turn off the recording.
Well, that's very nice of you.
That's true. And eventually, I will have Ed on the show again. I will.
Yes.
Eventually. You will be one of my repeat IIs.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Who knows where or when?
Hearts. Pop, 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 pop. That actually probably sounded a lot like the real thing.
Yes.
Yay.
Like a heart exploding.
Like a heart. The sound of a heart exploding. Squirt.
And love.
And love. Aww. Oh, you know the weight of my heart. You kind of do.
I do.
You do. All right, well, thank you.
Inappropriate sound effects.
Inappropriate sound effects. I always like to end our shows with inappropriate sound effects. So I would like to thank you for being my guest on Fluff Radio number 4.
Yes.
Fluff Radio II number 4. I keep forgetting the II, but it's different. II means two. But it also is II interview.
Oh.
II.
Or eye to eye.
II. Or it's aye, or aye.
Aye, aye, Kevin.
Yes, there's like a million ways you could do aye. I'm very proud of doing that rather than calling it Fluff Radio 2.
Yeah, okay.
Fluff Radio aye. Aye. Hmm. It's interesting.
I know you're a fan of Hot Shots, so I'm surprised you didn't go with like a part 2.
Yeah, I know. I also was very tempted to be Fluff Radio 2 with a vengeance. I'm a very big fan of that.
That's, yeah. Electric Boogaloo is played out at this point.
It is.
With a vengeance is good.
Though what is not played out is Van, oh, what is his
Vin Diesel?
name? No. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Van Damme.
His little cameo in
In?
the break-in movies. Him dancing in the side of the circle.
Oh, and that red unitard?
I believe it was
What?
actually black, but it was pretty Billy Blanks in the sense that it had like a single strap on each nipple.
Yeah, it's like he came right from the wrestling meet, the Greco-Roman high school wrestling meet to
That's
break
amazing.
dancing.
That's the best animated GIF ever on the internet.
Oh yeah, I've abused it many. I mean, not abused myself to it, but I put other people's heads on the body.
Oh, what?
I got mad skills with the Photoshops.
Could you put my heads on his
Bring it,
body?
bring it, bring it. I
In an
could.
animated GIF?
I could,
Could you make
yes.
me dance? Like
I could
Van
make you.
Damme.
I could make you dance like a little superstar.
No, I just want Van Damme.
Or
Damn.
Van Damme.
Van Damme.
Do you remember Black Sheep, the rap group? Oh.
I don't know if I do.
That's okay.
I don't know if it's
You can
okay.
go with this, or you can go with that.
I do
Okay.
remember them,
That
yeah.
was one other thing.
I just need you to
Van
make
Damme!
that face.
Uh-oh.
It brought back all the memories. All the memories. Memories. Alright, opening and closing the show on memories.
Yes, perfect
Yes.
circle.
Perfect
You're a
circle.
brilliant host.
Why, thank you. I worked
Yes.
it together. High five.
High five. Ooh.
My beer is all over the wall. Microphone, you're gonna all get ears.
This is where I live.
Alright.
In a can of beer.
In a can of beer.
I can stop anytime I want.
In a can of beer where there's no hope.
Comes a man
Living in a can of beer.
with a face
Inside a can of
wrinkled.
beer. I'm sorry. Wrinkles from being squished inside a can of beer. How did you get in the can of beer? You'll have to pay $12.50 to find out. Coming October.
Rex Reed calls it a triumph of beer.
Ebert calls it what?
A total waste of money, but not beer, says Time magazine.
USA Today said the best film I've ever seen while inside a can of beer.
Okay.
I think we need to
I
stop.
got nothing.
I think we need to stop. All right. Goodbye, everybody. I don't. I have for fluff. For normal fluff radio, I would always do a thing where I'd be like, "This is Colleen A.F. Venable saying something," but I don't know what to do for any of these things.
Like one particular sign off, or you change it every
No, I
time?
change it every time.
Okay.
And you could do one too.
I could do that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so thank you so much for being my lovely, lovely guest today.
Well, as I am duct taped to this chair, I really didn't have much choice, did I?
No, but at least it didn't go with electrical tape. It doesn't pull your hair as much.
It's true.
Very sweet of me, right?
A little baby oil, it'll come right off. You're
Aww.
right, I'm making a big thing about nothing.
I know.
Uh-huh.
So, this is Colleen AF Venable saying, important. Wait. No, see, that's the problem. I always get stuck.
I love that.
Oh, I always, always forget to give the website.
Whose?
I think I'm actually going to buy fluffradio.com because it's open. And I want to stop
Oh,
using Fluff
yeah.
in Brooklyn because, in my mind, that's like the first show and the comic.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, if you want, you can go to fluffradio.com and download all of the shows. Or, if you would also like. Oh, no, I'm going to stop that sentence and I'm going to finish it. I forgot where I was going.
You take two.
Okay. So, you, if you would like to listen to this and many others, can go to fluffradio.com and it's there. And also, you should also visit vorradio.com and you should visit 9mmstudio.com. And if
Thank you.
you. I can burping all over this. Plug. Sorry about that, guys. And if you'd like to visit my digestive tract, just listen closely.
If you'd like to smell my track, I'll send you the headphones.
Why, thank you. Well, I'm using your headphone. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's true.
I am wow. So sorry, baby.
Babe, forget about it.
Aw, forget about it. So this is Colleen A.F. Venable saying, if you'd like to listen to my housering, you can just go to twitter.com/ColleenAF. I'll houser all over the hell with that.
Well done.
Would you like to do a sign-off, too?
Yes. This is Edward Shimienkovich saying, always wipe and stay off the pipe.
Oh, brilliant. So brilliant. Mm. They taught you a lot, Chicago.
Truer words never spoken.
Never spoken. Goodbye.
AMF.
Stop. Which button? I've seen the stop button. Sometimes it's not.